A recent comment made on air comparing the current COVID-19 pandemic and the H1N1 outbreak of 2009 sparked heated comments from WBFO listeners. So for some clarification, we sought an expert opinion.
My name is Shauna Zorich, and I am a clinical assistant professor in the Department of Epidemiology and Environmental Health at the University of Buffalo.
Professor Zorich comes with an impressive resume, a master's in public health at UB's School of Public Health and Health Professions. She also earned her MD from UB's Jacobs School of Medicine and Biomedical Sciences. Add to that a stint in the military, where she was promoted to major in the U.S. Air Force in 2013. She was able to bring clarity and context to some numbers.
Figures, including mortality figures, that are being reported on the novel coronavirus are based on our current understanding of the pandemic, and they're going to change as the pandemic progresses, especially due to the fact that many countries are still in the early phase of the pandemic experience. The same is not true for the 2009 H1N1 pandemic, as epidemiologists have had years to analyze this data.
H1N1 infected over 60 million people, sending 274,000 to the hospital. Over 12,000 deaths in the United States were attributed to H1N1. According to Professor Zorich, the case fatality risk for H1N1 was 0.02%, or one death in every 5,000 infections. As of Tuesday, the American deaths attributed to COVID-19 were just over 500, but current projections are extreme.
At this point, it is difficult to compare the two pandemics because one ended 10 years ago, while the other is currently rapidly evolving. But the data that we have available to us at this point suggests that the case fatality risk among novel coronavirus patients is significantly higher than the case fatality risk among 2009 H1N1 pandemic patients.
Based on numbers available out of China, where the coronavirus raged through the city of Wuhan, the case fatality risk was 1.4% for the population over the age of 15. For the population over the age of 65, that number jumps to 2.7%. And with those numbers in mind, Professor Zorich sees the 1918 influenza pandemic as more comparable to COVID-19. In the United States, the number of deaths attributed to the 1918 pandemic exceeded 600,000. Zorich says lessons were taken from that pandemic, which ravaged some regions more than others.
It depends on what city you're talking about. So cities that had seen other cities have an epidemic of influenza occur, they were able to respond more rapidly because they had seen what had happened in other cities, and then there were lessons learned that they could then apply in their particular city. And so Buffalo certainly did take on some of these measures relatively quickly. And I think at first there was some pushback.
On October 10, 1918, Buffalo Mayor George Buck issued an order limiting public assembly, closing schools, churches, dance halls, and saloons. The health commissioner also formed an advisory committee, Professor Zorich says, which put together an aggressive campaign to mitigate the pandemic. By November 1st, the restrictions were lifted. Over 3,000 deaths in Buffalo were attributed to the pandemic, and lessons were left behind for generations to learn.
What about for you? Do you have an expectation moving forward? Do you have a hope? Any thoughts about what we should expect here?
So I believe that this situation is changing rapidly, and it's very difficult to make predictions about what is going to happen in the future. What I can say is that I think it's really important that we adhere to the restrictions and regulations that are being placed on us so that we can save lives, and this is how we're going to save lives.
Professor Zorich, thank you very much for your time today.
You're very welcome.